Blog Talk Radio. Conference recording started.
Good afternoon, ladies. I just want to say good afternoon to everyone on this morning. Glory, this is just an awesome day on today. And we just want to welcome everyone to today's show, for we have an exciting show on today. And I hope that everyone is in tune and got your pad and your pencil and things like that ready. And because we're surely into a good treat for today. But nevertheless, we have some music that we want to play for you while we
conference recording
we are
started.
Waiting. And I love this song. I was singing it yesterday, and it's called "Lord, Make Me Over" by Tonet. This is the song that came in my spirit on yesterday, and I just want to share with everyone on this. Tonet, just didn't want to play the whole entire song, but just wanted to share that with you on this morning because that was in my heart on yesterday evening. this for God to make us over, you know, because some of us need to be made over again and again and again. So that brings me to our topic on today. And our topic today is...
Conference recording stopped. Conference recording started.
Our topic today is, if you fail, keep pressing until you see success. If you fail, keep pressing until you see success. And before we go on, we're going to listen to a brief but short message entitled... to a brief or short message entitled Motivation for Success. What is success and motivation?
5 years, or 3 years maybe. And I dated it Thanksgiving 1995. And I put it in my wallet and I kept it there, and it deteriorated and deteriorated and stuff. But then just before Thanksgiving 1995, I found out that I was going to make $10 million on, I think it was Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber, yeah.
You know, 85% of millionaires are self-made. You can do anything if you just decide.
When a seed is planted in the ground, all you can do is water it. You cannot control the sunshine, you cannot control the weather, you cannot control when the locusts will come and try and destroy it. All you can do is plant your seed in the ground, water it, and believe. That is what allows me to be in this position right now. I would not stop believing.
Don't waste time looking for get rich schemes. Create a product or service, build a business, and work your ass off to make it happen. Never quit.
I think if you believe in what you're doing, you know, many people will tell you, you know, why you're mistaken, why it'll never work. You know, but if you really believe passion,
every millionaire and billionaire was laughed at for their ideas.
You know, keep pushing on, keep pushing on, and then if you don't succeed, pick yourself up and you know, try again. Ultimately, you know, if you're that determined, you will succeed in life.
Don't quit.
This is a major opportunity. This is a major lifetime event for you. In all of the years that I've been doing this, only one person has quit. Quit. Left. I've been amazed that there's only been one person, because some people, and sometimes you really suffer. It's very tough.
People say you have to have a lot of passion for what you're doing, and it's totally true. And the reason is because it's so hard that if you don't, any rational person would give up. It's really hard, and you have to do it over a sustained period of time. So if you don't love it, if you're not having fun doing it, you don't really love it, you're going to give up. And that's what happens to most people, actually. If you really look at the ones that ended up, you know, being successful, unquote, in the eyes of society, and the ones that didn't. Oftentimes, it's the ones that are successful love what they did so they can persevere when it got really tough. And the ones that didn't love it quit because they're sane, right? Who would want to put up with this stuff if you don't love it? So it's a lot of hard work, and it's a lot of worrying constantly. If you don't love it, you're going to fail.
Make a choice, right? You just decide what it's going to be, who you're going to be, how you're going to do it. Just decide. And then from that point, the universe is going to get out your way.
Because it's only about 1% of people have the ability to really take risks, entrepreneurial risks. 99% of the population can work for a business once it's established. Only 1% have the courage and the ability to actually make the entrepreneurial breakthroughs that create those jobs.
Somebody said to me, what did you learn from your father? And what I learned from my father is that work can make you happy. Well, it can make you happy. But you have to love what you do.
Your meat and your muscle, my friends. Maybe it's time to change your muscle. Some people's must is survive. Some people's must is be okay. Some people's must is to have freedom. Some people's must is to have more than equality. Some people's must is to take care of everybody around them. Whatever your must is, you're going to get it. Think how your life would be different if you raised the standard of what you expected from yourself, how you be for yourself without love. How things could shift. It's all about changing your shoulds to musts. It's all about going back and saying, this is how it's going to be.
Brings us to what we're going to be talking about today. If you fail, keep pressing until you seek success. If you fail, keep pressing until you seek success.
Wrote myself a check for.
I'm just amazed. We're going to let you know on today. First, we're going to give you the meaning of failure. What is the meaning of failure? And we all know that failure is a noun. The first meaning is lack of success. The second meaning is the omission of expected or required action. That is the meaning of failure. Next, we're going to give you the meaning of success. And success is also a noun, the accomplishment of aim or purpose. The accomplishment of aim or purpose. That is the meaning of success, triumph, you know, successfulness. Prosperity, wealth, richer. That is some of the words that go along with success. There are so many great men and great women in this world, and this, in the United States, across this country. I'm like really in awe that built things that, you know, they had a plan, and they wrote that plan down on paper. They knew it was going to be something wonderful. They knew it was going to be something awesome. They knew it was going to be something great. They knew it was going to be something so out of this world. So they began to write that plan. They begin to write it, and write their plan. Then they begin to see, as they begin to write out that plan, they wrote out strategies on how their
conference
plan,
recording
how,
stop.
How their dream was
conference
to
recording
become
started.
Successful. They wrote these plans out. They thought on it. They pondered on it. They went with sleepless nights after sleepless nights. And some of them made sacrifices, and they invested in their plan. They invested time. They invested money. They invested sweat. And once they started that plan, they knew, oh, yes, I got a great idea. Oh, yes, I have a great story. But we all know that sometimes when we go out and we begin our dreams and we do our vision and different things like that, and we go after what we seek, which is greatness, and we go after what we seek is determination to achieve great success, that we all have the negative things that come in our way. We have our friends telling us, how are you going to do this? You don't got no money. How are you going to do this? And you don't, this plan ain't going to work. And you got everybody talking in your ear and everybody talking in your ear. All this negative stuff coming from every direction. Every direction you have negative people saying this and saying that and saying this and saying that. Coming from all corners, all four corners, you have all this negative stuff. And then all of a sudden you work your plan. You work your plan, and then what happens? Boom, bang, oh no, what? Oh, what the heck? What did I did wrong? Oh, I should have listened to my friends. Because something along the line, you failed, and now you feel down, now you feel depressed, now you feel like the plan didn't work, now you feel like, oh, my strategy didn't work, I should have listened to this person, I should have listened to that person, I knew this was going to take place, oh, man, I invested all my money and all my time, this is worthless, I'm just going to give up. No, just because you failed does not mean you have to give up. Just because you fail does not mean give up. Let's see. What is success? How do you success? What is success? How
success is defined both in public opinion and in your own personal model of the world, your views on life, what you believe to be important, what you think to be important. A lot of people have success based on money or based on position or title or do they have the right marriage, do they look right, do they act right, do they feel right. There's a lot of different standards, a lot of different measurements for success. What's most important about success in the Inevitable You system is not only do you get to design it, but you will hear repeated often this notion that software, mental software, neural pattern software defines reality. That software is set generally around the age of 5. I was 5 in 1961. So I have Windows Software 61 that defines success. I can write Windows 2012 software that defines success. And if I am a giant of a man, a legend of a person, I want to be this superstar, this rock star, that software is often written far into the future. Could be 2015, 2020, 2025. And success in each one of those patterns can be and often is very, very different. So at the end of the day, if your success is defined outside in, meaning what your parents or what you think the world thinks, or inside out, what do you think, what do you believe in, and is that success defined by money or happiness or love, or like 90% of people, what success is really defined as is the amount of things that you don't have that you don't want. You don't want pain. You don't want a condition. You don't want failure. You don't want disappointment. A lot of times people define success that way. At the end of the day, it's your choice. It's the Inevitable You system. It's the Inevitable You, not the Inevitable Me, not the Inevitable anybody else. You have power. You have destiny. Came here to achieve something. All four-year-olds understand this. When you ask a four-year-old the definition of success, when you put it in their terms, in their language, they always know what it means. It's always about something they want. It's never what someone else thinks, and it's never about avoiding something that they don't want. You have that in your DNA. You have that in your emotional, intellectual, and your spiritual DNA. You have the ability to say, this is my success, this is what I want. It's in your potentiality. It's in that matrix of greatness, that matrix of incredible talent and drive and desire. It's what makes humans amazing. It's what makes the first responders on 9/11 amazing. It's what makes that grandmother lift a car off a child. When you really have a want and a desire, and it's huge, and the why is big, then you'll figure out the hows, you'll figure out to get it, you will define success.
William Sumner. What is success? How do you define success? You got to think about these questions. What does success mean to you? How do you, as a man or woman or young person, define success? What is your definition of success? What is your definition of success? That's what you will have to ask yourself. I can't answer that for you. So let's go to the streets, on men on the street, stepping up, asking people, how do they define success?
I'm turning it off. Just say no.
Okay.
In German or in English?
I don't think that wasn't the question.
So, how do I define a successful life?
It all depends on what you see as a failure.
Success to me is not in terms of material goods or how much money I make.
Oh, I didn't define success by being happy.
I thought this was a simple question. One simple question, you said.
What is happy? Feeling good.
If you measure happiness by financially, we're not happy. But if you measure it by all the things we've done in our life, then we are.
Striving leads to certain types of unhappiness, and striving for wealth or striving for things you don't have or striving for more than what you do have.
Success is wanting what you have,
being satisfied with what you have, and happy each day, one day at a time. I think what really makes somebody happy is being content with where they're staying.
I'm surprised. That was a good answer.
Finding a soulmate, for me, would make me happy. It has nothing to do with financial or money or fame or success.
You have a loving wife, a family.
I would actually define success with this person and her sister being productive people.
Kids with grandkids. No worries in life and being more spiritually minded.
I haven't gotten there yet, but when I can see it, I know that it's there. When I get it, I'll know.
I measure success in your life by how the experiences you had and the people you helped.
That feeling that you get when you wake up one morning, like everything is in order.
If you feel good about yourself and you're doing right by other people, that's a successful life.
I would say if you have no regrets at the end of it, there's nothing left you haven't done.
I felt like I did better than I did yesterday.
That's when I know that I've reached my goals and accomplished my mission in life, you know.
When you get to the end of your life, if you can look back and be proud of yourself for what you've done and happy with the way you lived it, I think you're successful.
That's it.
Have a good day.
So we see that all these different people define success in so many different ways. Some people define success as being married. Some people, the definition of success is being prosperous. Some people define their success as having children. Some people define their success as being happy. Some people define success as waking up every morning. Some people define success as, you know, just being happy and content. That's how some people define success. But a lot of people, they, like one person stated, they haven't gotten there yet, but they can see it. Even though you're right there at the state that you're in now, you may have not gotten there yet, but you are able to see it. And you may be saying, well, how can I seek success? The thing is this, you have to begin to see yourself where you want to go. See yourself in the future. Even you're on your way, but you got to begin to see yourself at that destination. You know, you got to be able to define success. What in terms of success, what it does it mean around you? How do you define from being in one stage as in another stage? How would you define going from failure to success? Many people failed. You know, some of the greatest inventors of all times failed at their invention. George Washington Carver may have failed many times before he created something successful. The person that created the traffic light may have failed many times before they got that thing down pat. Every Benjamin Franklin, everyone had a failure in their life on the way to success. But you know something? What they did not do, they did not give up. They did not give up. Think about it. Some of the greatest clothing designers out there, Tommy Hilfiger, those that made Dolce & Gabbana, Nike and Fila and FUBU and let's see, I'm trying to name some Fat Farm and things like that, and some of those major clothing designers, they had may failed at that product the first time. They may not got it, that design down pat, but they kept getting and they kept going after it until they got that shoe down pat the way they wanted. The color, the fabric, Dolce & Gabbana, they make the clothing. They may have made a type of shirt one way, but it wasn't tight right the way they wanted, so they failed at that shirt creation. But they made another shirt. The second shirt came out perfect. They made a dress. The first dress may have turned out horrible, so they went back in and they made another dress that turned out fabulous. You know, Sean John, when he had his clothing line, he had failed at one design, and he went back, and he succeeded. Some of the greatest people, inventors and different things like that, even if you look around to some of the entrepreneurs, and nowadays we have entrepreneurs as young as 10, as young as 9, you know, being creative, if it's making cookies and selling them. They may have burnt their first batch of cookies, their second batch of cookies, their third batch of cookies, but they did not give up. They kept making them cookies until they got it damn right. The young lady I read in an article a while ago, she created these flip-flops, and she may have failed at the first design and the second design, but you know something? She had a determination, and now her flip-flops are in major stores. I have a 14-year-old daughter that's about to turn 15, and her determination is to become an entrepreneur, to become a clothing designer, and the name of her clothing designer, I will not disclose it because it's her. When she's ready to bring it out, she will, but she wants to make clothes, and she made a simple, her first T-shirt, and it didn't turn out right. It didn't turn out right. And she started to give up. She started to say, well, I don't want to do this now. And I said, no, you can't do that. Just because one T-shirt did not come out right, you have to keep making the T-shirts. You have to keep making the dresses. You have to keep making the skirts until you get your design the way you want it. Just because you fail at something does not mean you have to give up. Just because you fail does not mean you have to give up. Let's listen to what John Maxwell had to say to the secret of success.
If I could come off the stage and have a personal conversation with each one of you. And if I ask you if you wanted to be successful, everybody in this room would say, absolutely. That's why you're here. That's why you registered. That's why you paid money. But if you and I could take that success conversation and expand it, and I ask you to tell me what you thought success was, in a crowd this size, I would promise you there would be probably 2 or 3 dozen different answers, because success could be very subjective. I would like to talk to you about it today. I've studied the subject for 30 plus years. I've tried to ask questions of successful people. I've tried to talk to them, try to discover what made them successful and kind of find out what they think success is. This is a success symposium. This is a day that you've set aside, I've set aside to kind of be more successful and get our act together and hit our potential and climb a new level. That's why we're all here. And I think it would be maybe good for us to take just a few minutes and kind of have as a settling point and as a starting point what success is. I think success, first of all, is knowing my purpose in life. As I have watched and observed successful people, what I have discovered about them is they really have figured out why they're here. They really do have their act together. And knowing their purpose in life is a stability for them. So that when everyone else is rocking and rolling and things are a little unsteady and people are kind of leaving the ship and people are kind of abandoning their causes, these people, they hold steady right throughout the storm because they have a true North Star. They truly are focused. It becomes an anchor in their life that just holds them steady. And the anchor is a confidence based upon a knowledge of purpose.
So we understand that, as John Maxwell stated, that being successful is knowing your purpose. A lot of people don't know their purpose. Some people know, some people don't. A lot of us are still trying to find our purpose in life. So that means if you know your purpose, you can become successful. What do you think? If you know your purpose, you can become successful. I want to read this quote, if I may, to you on today. The quote comes from Russell Simmons. And Russell Simmons quoted on his Facebook fan page, "Once you let go of all the issues that seem to be holding you down, you'll see that there's actually no limit to how successful you can be." That was a quote that Russell Simmons made. Then today I saw another quote that Russell Simmons made. He said, "If you learn late, you pass it on to people so they can learn early. It's a step process." So do you think that becoming successful and knowing your purpose, it is a process? once you know your purpose, then you'll begin to elevate and advance towards the steps of becoming successful. Let's go back to John Maxwell.
Someone said that there are two great days in a person's life, the day that they are born and the day they discover why. I'm here to tell you, highly successful people, they've discovered why.
We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back to, if you fail, keep pressing until you see success. I'm Sherita Berry with you on today. If you have a show idea or would like to be a guest on our show, hit us up at info.wenss@activist.com. That's info.wenss@activist.com. That's info.wenss@activist.com. Let us listen to Mary J. Blige, Don't Mind. So we're talking about so on today we're talking about, if you fail, keep pressing until you seek success. If you fail, failure is not an option. Remember, we gave you the definitions of failure. We gave you the definition of a success. So let us go back to those definitions. Success is a noun, the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. Come on now. Let's give you the definition of failure. Failure is also a noun, lack of success, the omission of expected or required action, non-fulfillment, defeat, collapse, negligence. Come on now. It's not time to fail. time to just throw in the towel. Me and y'all just doing the towel so quickly because you may fail at something, but it's not the time to throw in the towel. It's time to just get up and just go for it. You know, be creative. What, you know, you need to know what is an entrepreneur. What is an entrepreneur? Many of y'all don't understand what is an entrepreneur. I want to become an entrepreneur. You know, what is an entrepreneur? Maybe the question that you asking yourself. Somebody may have like, well, I don't know what that is. So we're going to tell you. Let's go to what is an entrepreneur?
An entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs are all a little nuts. You have to be to want to start a business. Crazy. Have stars in their eyes. Tenacity. They're not compliant. They don't care. Someone who never really fit in. They didn't fit in with the cliques. They didn't fit in with the cool kids. They didn't fit in with the nerds. They want to do what they want to do. They want to build robots. They want to build forts. They want to start a lemonade stand.
Well, it's interesting. I think it's really hard to define an entrepreneur because they're all different types and different personalities.
An entrepreneur is somebody who can make something happen.
Is someone who can make something out of nothing.
And basically has, you know, the relentless focus and energy.
And wants to affect change, whether it be by making money or social change.
But entrepreneurs are people who see a vision that's not necessarily congruent with what the rest of the world sees and say to themselves, I don't care what they see. I know what I see, and this is where I want to go with it.
It's the guy who decides he doesn't want to work for the man.
They have this quest to push the envelope on everything.
Because they don't have a fear of failure, tremendous optimism, and tremendous energy.
Unflinchingly positive.
It can't be about the money. That could be, you know, a little bit further down the list because there is no money in the beginning.
You have a sense of what you want to achieve and you go out and you find a way to make it work and build it.
That thick skin to just never give up, go on when people wouldn't go on, driven. They don't care what other people say. Have an idea, they're going to drive towards that idea until they're proven wrong. They're relentless. They don't stop. Ever.
So there you have it. What is an entrepreneur? So many things. So many things. Entrepreneur is. So many things that when you get determined, when you determine in your mind, when you make up in your mind that in spite of my failures, I'm going to keep pressing on because I know that there's success ahead of me. I am successful. You got to speak accolades and speak affirmations over your life. I am successful. I can do this. If I fail this time, I'm going to succeed the next time. But I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to keep pushing. We all remember the little engine that could. When he was trying and he said, I think I could, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. Woo-hoo! I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. Because that's what we have to get in our mindset. We got to change our mindset from I'm a failure to I am successful. You got to change your mindset. I'm always going to be a failure to changing your mindset to say, I am always going to be successful. Everything I put my hands to is going to be successful. It's a saying, everything you put your hands to, it is blessed because God has blessed you. So change your mindset. Change your mindset. That's what you have to make up in your mind. Change your mindset to saying, okay, I'm going to be successful. So let us go move on.
Thanks for saving.
Let us move on to. We're going to move on to what is an entrepreneur definition characteristics. That's what we're going to move on to.
Entrepreneur.
entrepreneur, which is a person who starts a business. Any recently graduated from college with a degree in computer programming and has developed an app that he believes will make him a small fortune. So, instead of working a 9-to-5 for a software company in Silicon Valley, he decides to start his own. He wants to challenge himself and work the way he wants to without answering to a boss. He's using a small inheritance to fund the startup. As an entrepreneur, Eddie is not only starting a business, but is risking his personal wealth to establish it. Eddie is also trying to convince some friends from school to form an entrepreneurial team with him. An entrepreneurial team is a group of people that help spread out the risk of the new venture and also bring in different talents and skill sets to it. Eddie has a friend who majored in accounting and another who majored in marketing. He's hoping they may come along with him and bring their skills and some cash. If he can build the right team, he can create a synergy where the group can achieve more together than they can apart. Eddie hopes that his entrepreneurial gamble will pay off as well as the gambles of other well-known entrepreneurs, such as Bill Gates, founder of Microsoft. There are probably not many people that have not been touched by one of his products, such as Microsoft Windows, Microsoft Office, and Internet Explorer. Steve Jobs, co-founder of Apple Computers, which produces Macs, iPods, and iPhones, as well as Apple TV. Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook. Pierre Omidyar, founder of eBay. Arianna Huffington, founder of the Huffington Post, a well-known online news site. Katerina Fake, co-founder of Flickr, which hosts images and videos on the internet. Entrepreneurs are like gamblers, and like any gambler, their chances of winning increase if they have the right cards. Let's look at some characteristics and skills that help an entrepreneur succeed.
See, becoming successful, for those of y'all that are listening that are seeking to be entrepreneurs, you have to be a risk taker.
Friends, for risk taking is a necessary attribute for entrepreneurs. You can think of risk taking as pursuing an activity even if there is a chance of a negative consequence. Starting a business is risky, and even more so when you're using your own money. Sometimes you can spread the risk by convincing investors to come along on your new venture or by forming an entrepreneurial team like Eddie is trying to do. But at the end of the day, you can't avoid risk if you're going to start a new business and innovate. Entrepreneurs also need creativity. Think about Steve Jobs and Mark Zuckerberg. These two entrepreneurs brought innovative products to the market that changed the way we live. Successful entrepreneurs innovate in one of two ways. They can bring an entirely new product or service to the market, like the first cellular phone. On the other hand, they can radically improve upon something in a dramatic way, just like the iPhone changed the world of smartphones. Initiative is also required. Entrepreneurs lead. If you are not willing to start without being pushed, your new business will never get off the ground. For example, Eddie had an idea fresh out of college and took the initiative to start his business venture. No one had to convince him to act. He just acted. Independence is also...
So not only you have to be creative, you got to be a risk taker, but you have to take the initiative to push yourself. Some people that are successful now, somebody came along and may have pushed them, and then there are those that are successful that are entrepreneurs. They didn't have nobody to push them. They just took the initiative to just get up and go. Of course, along the way, they had some risks, which is some failures, but they did not stop, like Steve Jobs, Mark Zuckerberg. None of them stopped. They may have failed once at a product, but they kept on going. They kept pushing.
So a paramount attribute for entrepreneurs. Nobody holds an entrepreneur's hand, and they don't want any hand-holding. Successful entrepreneurs must be willing to go it alone and succeed or fail on their own effort without relying much on the other people. Entrepreneurs also need excellent problem-solving skills. Successful entrepreneurs often provide a service or good that solves a problem for potential customers. But problem-solving doesn't stop with product design. Running a business is all about problem solving. You have to figure out how to start your own business, how to obtain financing, how to market your product, and how to manage employees. just to name a few problems that the average entrepreneur will encounter. Organizational skills are necessary. Running a business is complex and time-consuming. Without organizational skills, a business may unintentionally break laws, productivity could fall short, or it could be unprepared for unexpected situations and problems. Entrepreneurs need to constantly juggle and multitask because they often wear the hats of owner, manager, accountant, and salesperson. Communication is essential. Entrepreneurs must be able to effectively communicate with potential lenders, investors, business partners, and customers. Sooner or later, most businesses will need capital to grow. Entrepreneurs must make their pitch to lenders or investors to get the funds needed to take their business to the next step. And of course, if you can't convince your prospective customers of the value of your product or service, your business is doomed to fail. Let's review what we've learned. An entrepreneur is a person who starts a new business and usually risks his own money to start the venture. Examples of well-known entrepreneurs include Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Mark Zuckerberg, Pierre Omidyar, Arianna Huffington, and Katharina Fake. Important characteristics of successful entrepreneurs include risk-taking, creativity, initiative, problem-solving, organizational skills, communication, and independence.
Well, there you have it. What is an entrepreneur? Definition, characteristics, and some examples. Let's take a 5-minute break. We're going to come back. We got 19 minutes left in the 8 minutes left in the show. We're going to let you stretch your legs, get a cup of coffee or Java, take a bite of that sandwich. We're going to come right back.
Teenagers may think they're adults, but you know better. And so do we. Chippenham Hospital, our pediatric ER, is designed to meet their specific medical needs. We offer board-certified pediatric physicians, specially trained nurses, and other features that helped us achieve a top score on the National Pediatric Readiness Survey. So you have peace of mind knowing your teen will receive expert care, just like the young adult they are. Chippenham Hospital's pediatric ER.
Don't forget to look us up. Women Talk Empowerment Show. Weebly.com. You can also listen to us live there each and every Saturday. Don't forget, we have a new show that comes on every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, entitled The Pastor Reed Show, Healing the Little Girl Within with Pastor Donna Reed. She's also on every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Central Time. Pastor Donna Show, Healing the Little Girl Within. Please note that she will not be on this Saturday, which is today, but she will return next Saturday and Thursday. Don't forget, if you would like to become a member of WINS, Women Empowerment Supportive Services, you can visit our website for additional information at www.wenss.webs.com. Once again, that's www.wenss.webs.com. If you have a show idea or would like to become a guest on our show, you can email us at info.wenss@activist.com. That's info, info.wenss@activist.com. Also, I invite you all to look us up on Facebook, Women Talk, Women and the And Sign Talking Empowerment Show Live. We're also on Facebook as well. You can also look me up on Facebook as well, Sherita Berry. Send me a friend request, and I'll add you to my friend list. Well, with 5 minutes in the show, I hope that everyone enjoyed the show so far. If you fail, do not give up. Keep pressing until you see success. If you fail, keep pressing until you see success.